This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This World Environment Day special is brought to you by Volvo Cars.
Good morning. It's World Environment Day tomorrow. So all this week, we've been building you up to it by shining the spotlight on some of our very own sustainable superheroes, the companies and causes dedicated to upholding and promoting sustainable practices. On the show today, Frida catches up with Sia Khan Ho, CEO and founder of Heng Hiap Industries, to talk about upcycling plastic and how this Malaysian company has become the first company in the world to be certified with the Ocean Bound Plastic Certification.
Open for business on BFM 89.9.
Good morning, this is Frida Liu. You're listening to Open for Business. It's World Environment Day on Saturday, June 5th, and this year's theme is Reimagine, Recreate and Restore. Doing just that is Heng Hiap Industries, or HHI, is located in Johor, and the CEO and founder, Sia Khan Ho, has been making waves in this space since 2002. Good morning, Khan Ho. How are you?
I'm good. Good morning to you, Frida. Good morning, everyone.
You're our sustainable superhero. You know, we spoke 10 years ago in 2011, and I remember you telling me about you and your father collecting scrap metal. So that story is still very clear in my head, and so much has happened with you since then, right? And let me just read some of your accolades. Okay, so it's going to take a bit of time. You're a fully integrated plastic recycling company, being the first company in the world to receive ocean-bound plastic, OBP certification, co-developed by NGO Zero Plastic Oceans and Control Unit. You collect used plastics and transform them into manufacturable materials. And that's just putting it very simply. So congratulations. More than 70% of your output has been exported to 35 countries worldwide. Your customer profiles are diverse, ranging from small and medium-sized startups to Fortune 500 companies. You know, I just want to find out as well, right? Who are some of your companies and what sort of upcycled products do you come up with? There's so much to dissect what I've just said, but let's just start with that.
Indeed, Frida, it has been a while. So we are a global supplier to the top Korean home appliance company and then also Japanese automotive company. So what we do is that we actually customize the smart plastic from our everyday household scrap to a highly customized product or material whereby it could be very high impact, very high durability, anti-dust, antibacteria, so on and so forth. And we collect all of our Malaysian household scrap, and currently we are exporting to 35 countries.
Right. And you know, this is, you know, when we spoke 10 years ago, this was quite radical. Right. I mean, you were ahead of your time and, you know, I think you still are ahead of your time. Now, you have 18 intellectual properties and one trademark filed. So I know you can't go through 18, but what are some of these IPs that you have?
Right. For example, these are mainly the technology whereby it actually helps us to extract the inherent value out of our domestic plastic scrap. Mm. So, for example, plastic is great, but there has one weakness whereby molten plastic flows very slowly. Right. So we actually, one of the trademark is that we actually have a technology that can increase what we call the melt flow. That imagine a product that will take 1 minute to make one product. With our smart plastic, you can do that in 10 seconds. So rather than having one product per minute, now you have six rather than one. That's just one of the examples.
Right. You know, and to do these things, right, to be, it requires money. It requires, and investing in this and trusting that it'll work, right? I just want to know, right, how are you and your team so innovative and so gutsy?
I think, you know, there are several parts to this. I think the first part is that at that early age, as you mentioned before, when other people see scrap, my parents already taught us how to see the worth within that waste. And I think that has been something that's really amazing. Mm. The second part is really the engineering part of it. Mm. My professor once said that God has hidden a lot of treasure in nature, and it is up to us to manipulate nature so that we can harvest that gift.
Right.
So for us, you know, that is engineering. So I think my engineering training really helped us to actually find and also borrow the best technology so that we can actually extract the best value out of it. And the third thing is actually working together with a team of believers, coming together and say, hey, I see these unique things about plastic. Mm. How can we extract, you know, the mechanical inherent property of it, the calorific inherent property of it, or even the chemical inherent property? There's just so much that is packed within the plastic scrap itself. And it's our job to actually unpack that together with our team.
Right. And you've received also a lot of certifications, ISO 9001, 14001, 45001 certifications, GRS certified for its 100% recycled materials, and SMETA certified for social compliance. Why are these certifications important?
These certifications are very, very important. I think, you know, no longer we are only talking about CSR, we are talking about ESG. Now, we actually need to have an ESG impact strategy whereby we know which are our ESG roadmap. Mm. And along those process, we actually put together the whole framework together so that the framework is to be tested, to be verified, to be certified, and also to become an international standard. Right. Now, for us, because of our long-term vision, long-term sustainability vision in the ESG aspect, we then know exactly what is our ESG roadmap, and achieving that helped us to get to the door to talk to the like-minded customer and also strategic partners. Mm. So in many cases, all this certification has helped to upgrade our level to meet these top international standards. And in return, we are able to distill a more simplified version to share it together with our informal community.
Right. You know, a lot of Malaysian companies still don't look at certifications, right? And why is that? Do they not look at, you know, their business from a global perspective?
I think I can't speak for the others, but I can speak for my own industry. Mm. Here in Malaysia, the plastic recycling industry are highly fragmented. And you are right that, you know, my early childhood, early exposure to that fragmented informal community where we started out as a karang-guni, you know, collecting household, collecting plastic scrap or recyclables from household to household, and then moving our way up to become a small collector, mobile collector, yard owner and processor. Mm. That is the nature of that fragmentation. Right. And because of that, you know, follow up with the later education, we found that standards become something that's very important because standard and certification then becomes the gateway to link to the MNC and to the outside world. And so that the MNC can actually understand how we achieve all this top standard, and we can provide that traceability, that visibility, and that authenticity. Right. All this helps to build trust. And I think, you know, if we want to elevate our business to an international platform, this is a very important part.
Right. Okay. So on your website, you aim to recycle over a total of 60,000 tons of plastic by 2025. And you said here, the more people we can collaborate with, the faster we can reach the goal. Just want to know, how far are you from achieving this goal first?
Actually, we achieved that goal. 60,000 tons of plastic scrap is what we collect every year within Malaysia.
Right.
So for us, we are progressing very, 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 very positively, very encouraging result. And going forward, there are more exciting things. For example, we're adding digitalization into sustainability. We kept Gemini.
All right. Yes, I want to talk about that later. But so you've already achieved that. You've got to change it in your website. Done. Achieved. Okay. So how can people collaborate to help, though? I mean, how can we make this something that, you know, everyone will participate in?
I love this question, Frida. Exactly what we try to craft is. Now, in the past, in the entire plastic recycling, let's say in Malaysia, are all done within Malaysia, by the informal community. It's traditionally a very B2B, informal, manual type of network that does all this. But we have more people like you, Frida, that say, hey, I want to be part of this. How can I be involved in this? How can I have a voice in this? How can I gain a seat on the table on this? So because of all this intent that we see, that we see a lot of exciting trends, we basically find partners to offer that digitalization solution, whereby we can then open up door and gain a seat for the informal community. As for informal community, you're right, I'm sorry. And also the household, the everyday user like you and I can actually come together, and the meeting place is basically the digital solution, or commonly known as the app.
Right, okay, and I will get to that app because I know this is regarding your tie with Capgemini, right? And you know, there's a lot more that I want to go through about the pandemic and all that and how, you know, it's affected business and, of course, your journey with Endeavor as well. So we'll cover that in just a moment. I'm here with Sia Kian Ho from HHI or Heng Hiap Industries. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Beyond Frivolous Matters, BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
You're listening to Open for Business. Good morning. This is Frida Liu. It's World Environment Day tomorrow, and this year's theme is Reimagine, Recreate and Restore. And Sia Kian Ho from HHI, Heng Hiap Industries, has definitely been doing that since 2002. You know, so I want to know a little bit, right, that you've just recently collaborated with Capgemini to reimagine the way consumers recycle plastics using mobile technology. Go through this process with me. When's it being launched? What do I have to do as your regular Malaysian?
Okay. So what we want to do is that we want to launch this within 18 months. And then so by the end of the by the end of next year, you should be able to access that. Of course, we will start with pilot earlier on. So stay tuned. We'll let you know, you know, with our beta. So what you have to do is download the app. The idea, it really started out with three very important trends. Number one is the rise of eco-conscious consumer. Even before COVID or pandemic, there's already a rise of this eco-conscious consumer who are rejecting plastic, or mainly single-use plastic. The second thing is the arrival of circular economy, that plastic consumption pattern or plastic consumption and production pattern has actually shifted from a product-centric to a circular economy-centric. And that's amazing to make the entire pattern more circular. The third thing is that we envision that digitalization will make a more important role to enable an inclusive and intelligent ecosystem. So with this, all these three coming together, we try to find a partner so that we can actually craft the user experience and make plastic recycling really easy for eco user like you. For example, you download the app, and then you basically have this recyclables to be sorted. And right now, consumers are confused. That, what do I do? Which goes to which? So the app comes with the awareness, the education that teach everybody specifically, you know, what to do and all that. Once it's done, somebody, a mobile collector will pick it up from you. Now, if you are a link house, they will pick it up. They will pick it up from you from a designated area. If not, if you are staying in an apartment or condominium, we will talk to your management, and then we will collect that as a whole. And if you put it in your system, we start to give you some metrics and all that to show you what is your personal plastic neutrality, that individual plastic neutrality. Malaysia, you know, Malaysian, according to statistics by Solid Waste Management Malaysia, we use 76 kilograms of plastic per person per year. So based on whatever you're contributing, we will then net off the measurement for you. And maybe by May in the year, you might have done 76. So as a plastic user, Frida, congratulations, you are already a plastic neutral user.
Right.
So these are some of the features, you know, as a teaser for now.
Okay. So then the plastic gets sent to you and then you turn it into money.
Exactly. What we do is that we don't turn it just into money. We actually turn it into a product so that it will continue to serve our community. Right. So we all know that we have a single-use plastic problem. But here at HHI, here at King Cap Industry, we don't think that we have a plastic problem because there's so much we can do with plastic.
Right.
We think that there is a single-use problem. So what we want to do is actually to extend that single-use application into a multiple-use and, if possible, an indefinite use so that it can continue to serve the society.
So this is going to be available. There's going to be beta, but hopefully by the end of next year.
Absolutely.
Right.
So what we envision is that we want to coordinate the uncoordinated so that we could self-regulate or autopilot the plastic recycling consumption and production pattern. And then it will be a homegrown, a Malaysian locally developed together with our partners. And so watch the space. It'll be very interesting.
Coordinate the uncoordinated. I love that, right? And okay, you talked about a circular economy, and a lot of people don't understand a circular economy. So how is yours, participating, making it a circular economy? What are you doing?
Okay, I'll give you an example right now. For example, right now we collect and ocean plastic scrap from Malaysia, and then we then convert it to an industrial, an international industrial grade or standard. And we actually made it into a color called Living Coral, which is the color of the year in 2019. And then after that, we worked with a Dutch award-winning designer to design this award-winning chairs. And then finally, we actually worked with a champion, also a Malaysian company by the name of PM. And then we offer this product to our customer, whether they are international school, college, hospital, hotel, or whatever. Now, because we are able to piece together the entire chain of custody or traceability together, that louver chair comes with a QR code. Once you scan it, that chair will actually give you the entire footprint, the entire traceability of where it's been collected. So that chair almost has its own IC number. So when we go to consumer, and say, guys, look at this. We already collaborate together, from the collector to converter to co-creator to champion. Finally, to consumer, we say to the consumer that you have a job to do as well. It's almost like a don't drop the ball party. When you buy this chair from us, you need to make a pledge that you actually send the chair back to us so that we can collect it and give this product a second go. So that you have a role to play. And from there, that once we collect that back, we can convert that into plastic material again. We can convert that into a diesel to chemical recycling. There's just so much that we can do after that. And that circle just keep going on and on.
Okay. Now, I think with your app, coming up with the app, the greatest challenge would probably be collection centers, the whole collection bit. Will that be the biggest challenge?
Well, for us, we don't see that as the biggest challenge. It is the biggest challenge right now because it's not visible. We don't see that. We don't know where they are. We pass by them from time to time, but we do not know where they are. So it's not very visible. It's hard to plan. So it's a very huge logistical challenge. But through digitalization solution, we believe we can make that a lot more efficient.
All right. Have you your plans to list your company?
That is part of the plan, yes.
Well,
or I should say that we will do whatever that it takes to scale the company, to make the impact that we want to do locally and also internationally and also regionally. So what we want to do is that if we can prove that our model works well in Malaysia, coordinating the informal communities together with the involvement of the eco user. And once we can achieve this circularity, we want to basically extend it to the other seven Asian countries who are also on the top 10 ocean polluting list. So for us, all we want to do is to scale regionally and then to make that global impact.
Right.
So whatever option is on the table, we'll consider it.
How has the pandemic affected your business? Did it in any way?
This is a challenging one. It has been very, very challenging, simply because a lot of our the independent recycling operators, you know, not very highly educated, they are doing everything before the pandemic already. They are doing sourcing, they are doing the processing, they are doing the selling, they are doing the finances. It's almost like a one-man job to do all of that. Now, when we put in all these stringent, SOPs and all that, the costs start to increase tremendously. Not to mention, last year around this year, oil heat is lowest that it's ever been, and then that becomes almost like a perfect storm. So we actually have quite a substantial percentage of this independent operator that actually gone out of business, unfortunately. If we were to follow a report that's published, if I'm not mistaken, GA circular. Here in Malaysia, we're looking at 20 or 30% of the informal community that actually shrank down or closed down. So that's something that's very challenging. So what we have done is that we then crafted a protocol. We then crafted. We then go out and then basically educate a lot of our supplier and all these independent operators what to do. And immediately, what we do is that we collect. All this stock that they have, all the stock so that they have the runway and liquidity. We collaborated with traditionally our competitor just to keep our business running and to make sure that we can ensure fulfillment. As you know, I'm based in Johor. We call someone in Kuala Lumpur, a competitor in Kuala Lumpur. We call another competitor in Penang, and we basically have a pact among three of us that if one of us shut down, the other two of us will step up and produce on behalf. And during this period of time, we actually collaborate a lot more than we compete. So there are also some interesting silver lining along the way.
And it's amazing, right? I mean, you know, we just sometimes we choose to look at the positive and how people working together. Now, you know, I know you're part of Endeavour, so that's why I've been also keeping tabs on what's been happening with you. How has your journey been with Endeavour Malaysia? What has it given you?
Well, the minute that you mentioned Endeavour, I have a goosebump.
Okay.
Endeavour has been amazing. I think previously I was very happy with what we are doing. I love to be the geek in innovation to prove that everything that we want to be done can be done. Endeavour, you know, came to me and basically awakened me. I still remember one of the Endeavour mentor, Azran Rami, that he came to me and he said, Kian, tell me about the relevance of innovation. And I said that, well, the relevance of innovation is to show the breakthrough that we can extract all these great things out of plastic. And through technology, this can be done. And then he asked the question, how about the impact? And seriously, I never thought about it. And I thought that before that, for me, was actually try to find the breakthrough technology to make it work. And then Endeavour then comes in and tell me the importance of making impact. And with that, we have to scale very, very differently. Not to mention that, you know, the fellowship within Endeavour itself is super inspiring. All these bright young minds coming out with super exciting things. I'm learning so much. Each and every time when I get a chance to interact with Endeavour, it felt like a mini EMBA course in a day. Super, super exciting batch to have.
Right, because it's not just Endeavour Malaysia that you communicate with. It's also the, I guess, you know, the people, the businesses around the world as well, right? And that kind of thinking. Well, you know, it's been really exciting to speak to you. We'll definitely be in touch when the app is up and running and, you know, and see how we can all participate. I've been speaking to our sustainable superhero, Sia Kien Ho from Heng Yap Industries or HHI. You've been listening to Open for Business. I'm Fia Liu, BFM 89.9.
You've been listening to Open for Business on BFM 89.9.
This World Environment Day special was brought to you by Volvo Cars, redefining freedom to move in a personal, sustainable, and safe way.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.